Good evening and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. Why don't you see my beautiful face? Well, I'm in downtown LA right now, sitting in the beautiful Roosevelt Hotel. But you know what? I was sitting here thinking, I really need to get the news out there for you guys because it's kind of what we do. So no vacation here. We're getting this work done. But hey, coming up tonight, local sports highlights, community events worth marking on your calendar, and a look at what's happening on the roads around the region. We'll get you caught up on the stories that matter across the Eastern Sierra without wasting your time, of course. Today's show is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, keeping Bishop stocked with fresh bread, sweet treats, and the kind of carbs that make life just that much better. And a reminder, hey, if you like what you see here, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Hey, registration is now open for the 2026 Blake Jones Trout Derby in Bishop. The annual event, one of California's longest-running and largest single-day trout fishing contests, is scheduled for Saturday, March 21st. Anglers of all ages can participate in the derby using a blind bogey format at Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River. Registration, weigh-in, and the award ceremony will take place at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fairgrounds in downtown Bishop. There are prizes available for early bird signees, big fish catches, and catch and release participants, among others, and total prizes valued at nearly $10,000. No, I didn't say that wrong. More information, including how to register, is available through the Bishop Chamber Online's event page. In Mono County News, Small Business Administration disaster loan support is expected to arrive soon for businesses affected by recent storms and wildfire impacts. The county has submitted an economic injury disaster declaration to the SBA, with approval anticipated early next week. Once finalized, SBA customer service representatives will return to the area this month to assist with disaster loan applications and related resources. Officials say in person, disaster loan outreach centers are planned for June Lake and Levining to help eligible businesses navigate the loan process. These resources are part of ongoing recovery efforts tied to late December weather events and wildfire damage in the region. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. Caltrans has issued its weekly traffic advisory for the region this week. In Kern County, expect intermittent lane closures on the westbound lanes of State Route 58 as crews seal pavement cracks. On State Route 202, expect one-way traffic control while crews replace poles in the area. Additionally, the westbound Tehachapi Boulevard, Boulevard off-ramp will close on Thursday and Friday for reflective markings installment. In Inyo County, expect one-way traffic control on Y Road for pavement repairs. And in Mono County, expect one-way traffic control on State Route 158 as crews work to replace poles. Other maintenance and construction projects throughout Inyo and Mono counties may result in intermittent lane restrictions, including ongoing pavement and curb work in Bishop and utility pole replacements on local routes. Drivers are reminded that work schedules could change due to weather or equipment availability, and to expect possible delays where maintenance activity is underway. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Let's take a look at today's sports report sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue. They're the local first barbecue. You can't miss it. Trust me, that's the place you want to go. Did you know that you can skip the line if you're a local? You can. Did you know that you get 20% off if you're a local? You can. Did you know that their barbecue sauce and all the different foods do not come from a can? That's right. This is the best place to go. You need to check it out. Trust me, I eat there all the time, probably more than I should even admit. CoppertopBarbecue.com. Go check it out. The Bishop Bronco wrestling team wrapped up its season with a hard-fought duel against Kern Valley on January 28th with limited rosters on both sides. Only four official matches were contested and all ended by pin. Standout performances include Jaden McKellips and Kano Graves. Three exhibition bouts followed, highlighted by quick pins with Graves and McKellips, while Jay Mina pushed a larger opponent the full 6 minutes. Man, that's good. In a narrow loss. The Broncos then competed in the High Desert League individual finals at Desert High School in round robin format. Mikey Valle and Jay Mina earned league championships by default, with Jaden McKellips also claimed first place. Senior Kano Graves capped off the event by pinning every opponent and was named upper weight MVP. Well done, sir. The Broncos now turn their focus to CIF competition scheduled for February 13th and 14th at Miramonte High School in Bakersfield. On the pitch, Bishop Broncos girls soccer clinched the High Desert League championship. That's right, you go girls, with a decisive 5-0 victory over the Desert Scorpions. Bishop built a slim lead early, but pulled away in the second half, scoring four additional goals to seal the HDL title with a clean sheet. Taylor Durr led the attack with multiple assists, while Katia Fierro, Peyton Hohenstein, and Leah Taylor and Kylie Aker all found the back of the net. This win keeps the Broncos rolling as they head towards playoff action later in the season. Thanks again to our sponsor, Copper Top Barbecue, where good food meets great community spirit. From slow-smoked ribs to house-made sides and sauces, check out CopperTopBarbecue.com for full menus, catering info, and specials that make game nights that much better.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Up on the Mammoth Mountain, the base depth is 52 inches of variable conditions. After this past week of sunshine, it appears the snow is beginning to melt, but this doesn't mean the end of winter, or the world for that matter. 178 trails and 24 lifts are open, providing a wide variety of options up on the mountain and ensuring a full day of exploration. It's available. Mambo may be the trail of choice today, offering a relaxed experience. Not Mambo number 5. Lord knows you do not want to add that track today because it will not be a relaxed experience. It will basically earworm you for the rest of the day. Let's move on. Additionally, you may see some flurries later today, but nothing too exciting yet. However, the incoming storm is something we can all look forward to, so don't miss out on your next skiing adventure. Hey, speaking of skiing, let's take a look at this week's weather report for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Starting in Bishop, expect today to bring cloudy skies, highs in the lower 60s and lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, more clouds are expected to roll in, bringing highs to the upper 50s. Nighttime lows should remain in the mid 30s. And by Wednesday, expect light rain showers and the high temperatures that will remain in the upper 50s and the lows in the upper 20s. Over in Mammoth, today brings cloudy skies and some snowfall in the evening. Highs will remain in the low 40s. And lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, expect more of the same as the snowstorm continues with highs staying in the low 30s, lows in the upper teens. And on Wednesday, expect more snow and lots of clouds, highs in the upper 20s, and lows in the single digits. A moody week. Yeah, that's expected. But hey, at least we can enjoy some snow. That's all we have today. Before we go, I just want to remind you, it happens to be National Pizza Day. So I don't know how much more fitting that could possibly be, but it feels like that's important information that everyone should act on immediately, especially because we want to remind you, we have an active poll right now. February's Epic Eats poll is all about best pizza in the Eastern Sierra. We're settling that very serious question. Who makes the best pizza? Okay. You can vote right now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. That's epic-eats. Thanks again to today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery. And thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow Eastern Sierra Now for all your local news. We'll see you next time, and enjoy the pizza. And a little bit of Monica in your life, a little bit of Jessica. I can't remember the words, but it's probably wife.